Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Mm-hmm. And I did like your poem this time out. Yeah. All right, subject, my status has been downgraded. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past 8 years, I've been dating a 60-year-old man, and I am 14 years younger than he is. Everything in our relationship was good until 6 months ago, when he moved his second ex-wife and their 20-year-old child back into his home. He has been divorced for 12 years, but he told me that his ex-wife is having financial problems, so he allowed her to move in. This changed our relationship a lot. We don't spend time together daily like we used to, and he only comes to my house twice a month. When he comes over, we have sex, and then he leaves within 2 hours. I am not allowed to go to his house anymore. He says it's because he is working a lot more to help his ex-wife out financially, and he's tired more during the week. I no longer get invited to his family get-togethers because his ex-wife and their child can go with them. They go with them. Now, he had a family reunion recently, and we had been planning to go together until the ex-wife came back into the picture. He said that his child invited her, and he had no control over it. I was hurt, so I started pulling away from him and started hanging out more with my friends and a few of my coworkers. Besides him calling me every day to check on me, I feel like an afterthought now. I love this man, and I want to be married. We were on the right track, and I thought he wanted the same thing I did. He asked me to hang in there and be patient until his ex-wife is able to get her own place. I could be waiting forever. Or I could leave him alone and get back on the dating scene. What should I do? Do I hold out, keep the faith with this man, or cut him off completely? Please advise. Okay, first of all, 20 years old, that is not a child. Okay, that is not a child. But you ask, do you hold out and keep the faith with this man or cut him off completely? Should you leave him alone and get back in the dating scene? That's what I would do. I would leave him alone and get right back in the dating scene if I were you. He treats you like an afterthought. That's how I would treat him, just like an afterthought, if I thought about him at all. I wouldn't think of him at all. If you do think about him, think about how his face is going to look when he sees you out with his new younger man, okay? With your younger man. Think about how his face is going to drop, his mouth, okay? Because he's dead wrong for what he's doing. He's dead wrong bringing his ex-wife in the house with his 20-year-old child, as he calls it. All right, he may feel an obligation to him, but you guys have been together a long time. You guys are in a relationship, so you need to leave. He's not, even though he asked you to wait, don't wait. Don't waste your life waiting on this man, because you see how he treats you. You're really less than an afterthought. You're like that side chick, because he only sees you twice a month now. And when he does, he just comes in and has sex with you. What kind of relationship is that? You can't continue to allow him to treat you like that and treat yourself like that. Let him go and move on, all right? Steve.
Somebody eat damn. Man.
I know.
I be wanting to go, lady.
Come on.
What the hell are you doing? My status has been downgraded for the last 8 years.
Eight years.
You've been dating a 60-year-old man, which means he was 52 when y'all started dating. Now he's 60 now and you 46. 8 years ago, you was how old? 38? Yeah. So you was 38, he was 52. What 52-year-old don't know what he want?
Yeah.
What 60-year-old don't know what he want? No 60-year-old men know what they want. And let me tell you what he wanted. About 6 months ago, he moved his second ex-wife and a 20-year-old child back into his home. You know why? Because that's what he wanted. Because these 60-year-old men know what they want.
Yeah.
He wanted the ex-wife back and the 20-year-old. Now, he told you they've been divorced 12 years, but his ex-wife is having some financial troubles. Who lets their ex-wife move back in the house because they're having financial troubles? I don't give a damn what kind of trouble you have. We got divorced for a reason. Why is your financial trouble my problem now? So don't nobody do that, lady. Don't no 60-year-old man move his second ex-wife in after 12 years because she having financial difficulties.
No, don't nobody do that.
You know why? Because you ain't heard nobody doing that.
Mm-mm.
You know why? Because don't nobody do that.
He's still back in.
We don't spend time together daily like we used to, and he only comes to my house twice a month. When he comes over, we have sex, and then he leaves within 2 hours. You know why?
Wow.
That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Because he got to go home.
Yeah.
He has to go home.
Mm-hmm. To wifey number two.
You know why?
Number two.
Because somebody lived there looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with a 20-year-old. The mama and the 20-year-old can both work.
Yeah.
So now, hold up, though. He moved him back in because they wanted to. When he comes over, they have sex, and then he leave in 2 hours because he got to go home. He got to, as we lay, we forgot about the problems as we lay.
Sing it, Steve.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I love it. Ooh.
Yeah, as we lay. You can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this.
All right. So wrong.
So we come back, I tell you the rest of it.
All right.
I got some bad news for you.
Yeah. Come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my status has been downgraded.
This 60-year-old man that told this 46-year-old after 8 years of dating, hold up, something didn't happen. I'm moving my ex-wife that I've been divorced for 12 years from with her 20-year-old daughter back in my house because they having financial troubles.
What?
Wait a minute, hold up, dog. I'm in a relationship with this chick that I'm supposed to want the same things or what, but I'd have moved somebody in the house while I'm dating somebody that I'm in love with? Partner,
yeah.
Don't nobody do that.
Nope.
If he in love with you, he ain't moving nobody in the house. No, she gonna have to find some work. Hey, here goes some help. Help her.
Yeah.
Give her some rent.
That's it.
You don't let her move in, tear your playhouse down. And now you don't see him no more. When he do come over, we have sex and he leave in 2 hours. Because he got to go home.
Yeah.
You know why he got to go home? Because some people stay there looking for his ass.
Yeah.
ex-wife that moved in but started to act like a wife, and the child will always be the child. So he has obligations. He said because he got to go home because he be tired. And, oh, hold up. When we come up, we have sex, he leave. I'm not allowed to go to his house anymore. That cause it ain't his house. It's another woman in there. Once a woman move in your house, it dog, that ain't your house no more.
Nope.
It's her house. I can't go over his house anymore. And why would you want to? Do you want to get stabbed?
You asking for it.
Dog, you don't go over no woman house. What you finna do? Y'all finna go over there and have sex? What? He don't invite me to his house anymore. He says because he's working a lot and he trying to help his wife out financially and he's tired during the week. Hell yeah, he tired. Mm-hmm. I no longer get it to his family. Listen to this line. I no longer get invited to his family's get-togethers.
Yeah.
Because his ex-wife and they child go with him now. You know why you don't get to come to the family get-togethers no more? Because they is the family.
Yeah. Right. You're done.
No, they is the family.
That's still.
What they need you over there for?
Right.
Family get-togethers is for family. You ain't family. Now, you was getting over there, invited over there because you thought you was going to be family. But now you know you not because he got another family. He got his second family over there. I don't, what part of this letter you ain't read? This make me mad right here. And then he had a family reunion recently, and we had been planning to go together until his ex-wife came back into the picture. He said his child invited her, and he had no control. What?
Say it again.
Family reunions ain't ran by the children. That ain't who run. 20-year-olds ain't in charge of no damn family reunion.
You better talk.
20-year-olds don't even want to go to the damn family reunion.
No.
That's go around here and sit around these old ass people up under this tree.
That you don't even know.
Eating this dry ass barbecue. He said his child invited her and he had no control. I was hurt. So I started pulling away from him and started hanging out with more of my friends, a few of my coworkers. Besides him calling me every day to check on me, I feel like an afterthought. Then she says right here, now I love this man and I want to be married. He do too.
But not to you.
And he invited the second wife back in the house. He wants to be married too. Ta-da, y'all have something in common. It's just he don't want to be married to you. You can still want to be married, but it's not going to be to him. We were on the right track, and I thought he wanted the same thing I did. You do. Uh-huh. Both y'all wanted to be married.
Yeah.
And he decided he really wanted to be married to his second wife. Y'all want the exact same thing. Y'all don't want it with the same people. Now you take
right.
your ass over there.
That's it.
Listen to me. You can take your ass over there to that lady house if you want to.
Woo.
I'm telling you, right now, you're going to be on 48 hours.
First 48?
Yeah.
Going to be right on there.
And it ain't going to take long to figure out who stabbed you.
It ain't going to take the uh-uh.
He asked uh-uh. me to hang in there and be patient until his ex-wife is able to get her own place. She not finna get no other place. She got a place. Why would you struggle to get a place when you got a place?
Girl.
I could be waiting forever.
Yes.
You are.
Yeah, about to.
Now, or I could leave him alone and get back on the dating scene. What should I do? Do I hold out and keep the faith with this man or cut him off completely? Well, here's what I think. I think you should leave him, and you know why?
Why?
Because he left you.
Yes, treat him,
see,
yes.
This is this
downgrade
easy.
Him.
Should I leave him? He left you.
Yeah.
Why are you hanging on? Listen to me. The famous words of Judge Lynn Toler on my show was the best advice I've ever heard anybody give to women. And she said, and I've used it 100 times. Judge Lynn Toler said her mama told her, don't let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. Damn. Now, he done told you he done moved two women in.
Okay.
And you wasn't none of the women. Now, you go in there if you want to. The 20-year-old probably crazy. I'm just saying. You finna get stabbed on Instagram.
All right, Steve. Listen, thank you. Put your comments, post them on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.